Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Discussions on gear, technique, industry news, and interviews with the best in the business. Now, here are your hosts, Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hello, and welcome to Shooting Spaces. This is Brian from New York.
And Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
And thank you all for tuning in for another fantastic episode. And before we start, Rich, I heard your weekend, I should say, was absolutely insane.
Yeah, well, it was a little off topic from real estate photography, but I shot 2 days, or as many people want me to say, don't say shot. I photographed 2 days of the Sacramento Spartan Obstacle Race. And I didn't reach my max I've ever shot or my record, but I did shoot a total of just over 22,000 images. And let's just say partway through each day, my mind kind of went explode, but it was really great. The weather was perfect. It was really, really enjoyable. And perfect because it was in Sacramento and it's where I live and it's close to me. But and I just want to say, everybody is going, oh, impossible. How in the world could you do 22? Well, I just want everybody to know that we upload probably between 150 and 200,000 images between all the photographers. And these are 1 megabyte images, file size. I even have to shoot my Sony camera in crop mode to get small enough. And then we everything gets uploaded directly with no editing or anything. So it's a little tricky to shoot straight out of the camera 100% at 22,000 images. But we do it and we had a lot of fun. So I was really, I'm decompressing today.
That seems like a long day. You're literally shooting everybody that passes by. Is that correct?
I'm trying to get 2 to 3 shots of everybody that passes by, but I literally get probably about 75-80% of the runners. We had 7,000 runners one day, and I think yesterday we might have had 8,000 runners, so a lot of people. And it's fast. It's just nonstop for 8 to 10 hours. So
how's your finger?
My finger's okay. It's my left shoulder. It's and I use a monopod 7200, but it's kind of, it was hard to keep my hand up for that long. But I will say the Sony a7 III is absolutely the greatest thing for this type of photography because I shot in electronic shutter mode. So I did not use my shutter for one shot. And I plug in an external USB battery bank and I can use the same battery all day long. So those two factors are just priceless to me. So I'm really stoked.
No, sure. I think it's important to, you know, on that note, just to make sure everyone has their workflow down because that's important. You know, make sure, you know, even I use an iPad mini with my camera ranger and there are times where I have to use an external battery pack, which I keep in my case just to keep that iPad going. So those are good things to have in the case.
Yeah. So what's going on with you? I hear you're going to have some rain this week. What's going on?
Yeah, we got some rain out here this week. It's going to be a slow week for me. Got a couple of things towards the end of the week. Hopefully the rain will subside. But we got rain here today, rain here tomorrow. So, you know, it is what it is. We just move along and get through it.
You don't even want to know what it's like out here.
My weekend wasn't as eventful as yours, but I got to sleep a little bit. So,
oh, great.
I don't sleep during the week, so at least catch up a little on the weekends.
Great. So what we got going on today, Brian?
We have an Ask the Guys question, a pretty neat one from Liz Taylor. And I will play
Elizabeth
it now.
Taylor? Oh, yes. not that Elizabeth Taylor. Okay.
I don't think so, but that would be pretty remarkable if it was.
Well, it'd be remarkable because she went from acting to real estate photography, so things must be bad. Okay, great. Well, you want to play it?
Hey, guys. My name is Liz Taylor from Atlanta, Georgia. My business is ATL Real Estate Photography. I know you've discussed pricing, but my question is actually about invoicing. How long do you give your customers to pay an invoice, or do you require them to pay before delivering images? I'm finding that as my business grows, it seems to be taking people longer and longer, and I'm just chasing down money. Thanks for your help. Love the podcast.
Wow, Liz Taylor, thank you so much. That was really a good Good question. And I know that I've got some thoughts on that, but I want to think a little bit on that, and I'm going to throw it into your court, Brian. What do you think about that, and what do you do?
Sure. Thank you, Liz, for the question. And I love your business name. That is definitely great for SEO, ATL Real Estate Photography. If you're in Atlanta, that's as good as it gets. But back to your question, how long do I give my clients to pay? Well, as most of you know, I do a lot of commercial real estate as well. And commercial and residential are very two different things. So I'm going to start off with residential because I think it's a little bit more along the lines of what most of us, you know, me and you, you, Rich, and a lot of our listeners are doing. And I usually require payment at day of shoot. That's how it is for almost all my clients, unless they're a long-standing client, but I don't deliver the final images until I get paid. So, there are some exceptions, which I'll go into in a second, but yeah, most of my clients, if they're not going to pay me that day while I'm there on site shooting, either via credit card, you know, I use Square, I have one of those little Stripe readers, or a check or cash, then I tell them, you know, I'll send you a link to pay me later, you know, later at the end of the shoot, but I will not deliver my photos until the invoice is paid, especially if they are new clients. New clients that I've never worked with before, I don't know, I don't trust. You know, I have my my guards up and I just make sure I cover my bases. Now, there are a couple of clients that I've been working with for years that, you know, usually take a day or two to pay me. They just have to make sure, you know, their funds are in order, whatever the case is. And for them, I usually deliver, and it's never been a problem. I never have any issues as far as getting paid. You know, I might take a day or two or even three, but I always get paid. But my goal is not, for a residential standpoint, not to have really any outstanding balances with any clients more than a couple of days or even, you know, a business week worth. So that's where I'm at with residential, and no customers really give me any pushback on that. You know, they understand that once I deliver the photos, our transaction is done. So I don't really get much pushback as far as, you know, can I pay you in a week or two or three or four, whatever the case is. Now, commercial is a completely different entity. And most of my commercial real estate clients, it's usually a net 30 or sometimes even a net 45. And the reason is it's typically not the agent directly who's paying me out of their pocket. It's usually you're going through payroll systems and this and that. And, you know, there's just policies in place and, you know, all this other fun stuff, W-9s you have to hand in. And it's usually a whole procedure. So usually when I do invoice, you know, obviously when I get a new client, I try to get payment at time of shoot. And I tell them that's usually my policy. But majority of the time, or more often than not, they come back to me and say, hey, you know, we have a net 30 or a net 45, you know, send us an invoice as soon as you can. We start processing and put it through the system and we go from there. And I don't really have much trouble from my commercial clients getting paid either. I just know that I have to wait for it. But if I do enough commercial real estate work, it's not that big of a deal because I just have the cash flow coming. So even if I got to wait, you know, a month and a half to get paid, I still have, you know, the jobs from the previous month coming in. So, and there are exceptions too to that. You know, I was telling you earlier, Rich, I have a client who's been a client of mine for about 6-7 years now, all commercial real estate, and they're always been great. Usually they pay me net 30 or 45. There's no science to it, but usually within 5 to 6 weeks I get paid. And I actually have two outstanding invoices from the end of August with them. So, you know, we're going on almost 3 months now. And it's kind of getting a little frustrating because I actually reached out to them about a month ago. And they said they received the invoices. They're, you know, in their processing department, you know, they should come out to them. And the payment should come to me in a couple of weeks. And I haven't received it. And coincidentally, I emailed them this morning just as a follow-up. Now, you know, I have to tread lightly because, like I said, these are good clients. They give me a lot of work every year, and I've been with them for about 6 or 7 years, and they give me a nice chunk of change every year. So, you know, it's obviously a very uncomfortable situation when you have to confront them about that, especially given the relationship we have for so many years. But you know, there's only so much I can do to push them. You know, I'm not going to give up the client. They've been really good to me. They give me a lot of work. You know, they own a couple of buildings all over the city, and anytime a new office or floor becomes available, I'm the first one in there. So it's kind of just one of those things, you know, it's this one client that I just got to sit and wait and bear it out. But yeah, that's typically what it is for me out here in New York, at least, for commercial. It's typically 30 to 45 days. And every so often I'll get a net 60. Sometimes on a net 60, I'll charge a little bit more if I can, just because I know that I have to wait 2 months for that. So, but it's always the type of thing where you kind of have to just speak to the client and feel it out and kind of make really snap decisions as you're talking and try to, you know, see how much you can get out of them and how much you can't. So
now I got a question. Would you ever change your policy? Let's say you're having a client that is notoriously late and they're consistently late. Would you, go in there and would you tell them in person, or would you add it to your website that payment is due before delivery of images? What would you do for something existing, someone existing?
Well, I would hopefully never get myself into a situation where a client is consistently late. And I think I set myself up in a way where that should prevent me from happening consistently. Does it happen every so often? Yes. But like I said, I have the images, so I have all the leverage. You know, granted, I came out and I shot and I gave up my time, but they hired me. They want the pictures. They need to get this to market. So I'm not saying you should go out and get into a fight with your clients if they don't pay you right away. But what I'm saying is they need you as much as you need them. So yeah. I don't have anywhere on my site that says payment is due of. Most of my clients know that already. If it's a new client, I just tell them. Or they usually even ask me. That's usually one of the first, because the first question out of all my clients' mouths are, you know, how much do you charge? And, you know, after that, I usually just tell them, you know, payment is due the day of shoot, you know, the day of shoot, whether it's at the shoot or by the end of that day, payment is due the day of shoot. Because I don't want to start sending it to my editor unless I know I receive payment. Like I said, unless it's a client that, you know, I know is good for it or that I've been working with for a while that I trust. So,
yeah,
you know,
you got a good point there. If you're delivering them, if you're editing them off site, you have a really good point there.
Yeah. Because once I send it to my editor, if my client pays me or not, I owe that editor money. I'm going to owe that editor money. So I don't want to be at a loss if something happens with my client where it's never happened, but if we have a falling out and they say, I'm not paying you, you can keep the images, then I'm besides my time, I'm at a monetary loss. So, I have policies in place. I don't know if you need to necessarily spell it out, but make sure all your new clients are aware of your policies and your terms. And, you know, I get home from a day of shooting. If they haven't paid me that day, I invoice them. Or even if they have paid me that day, I usually send most of my clients a paid invoice so they have a record or a receipt of it, which they usually ask for tax purposes. My invoice has everything on it, you know, all the terms that we've discussed before and all that, and usually good to go. So, minus an occasion here or there, you know, my system has been pretty good and pretty fail safe at this point.
Great info, Brian. I've learned a couple of things there myself, and certainly I don't have the right answers for all the questions, because I too deal with issues, and you know, it's just something that I guess, as I tell people, especially my workshop attendees, I tell them that each person's business is different. Each person's different. It depends where you live. It depends on your product, on your business, the volume of business you do. So it's really hard to take a single answer or even two answers and try and make them work for you. So this is really something each one out there listening needs to figure out and develop a way of making whatever works for you work. So for me, I'm very lax on this, and I'm not what I would call a high volume photographer. I do what I do, and it seems to work for me, but I do not have not notoriously demanded payment the day of shooting, and I do not demand payment before or require payment for release of the images. And my clients have all been fairly consistent, and that could be consistent with giving, well, some of them give me a check of the day of. Some of them I do, most of my clients actually now I think I bill via a credit card. So that's really up to me when I want to get paid, get them the invoice and such. But I certainly have a couple of clients that are regularly, maybe a week, 2 weeks out. A couple of them, I know that if I were to get a call from them, I could say as I get the call, okay, I bet it will be this date before I get paid. But that's okay because I've just accepted it. And I guess the only reason for me changing right now would be almost on principle, because these lateness of payment, or some people waiting a month to pay, or I think the longest this ever is maybe 6 weeks. I mean, that's really, really stretching it. And I will get, I will make a phone call after 6 weeks, but I just, I find it's not really putting me out too much. So it's more of a, just making me feel bad that maybe they don't value my time and my, because I'm extremely fast turnaround. And I think that is what I'd like them to know. I go the extra distance to make a really quick 12-hour or at worst about a 18-hour turnaround time. And I would really appreciate the same in your court as far as expediting payment. And a couple of my agents that do pay me the day of, I've got a couple that they throw in a little extra money every time. And it's just the way they are. So I think that's fantastic. But I really would like to maybe change with the new year. You know, maybe we should do a podcast on New Year's resolutions for 2019. But I certainly will be changing a couple of things to new clientele. So that's kind of where I'm at. And again, whatever works for you and you're comfortable with is really what you should go with. There's no, you know, cut and dry, but I think you're responsible for setting up expectations in all areas. Setting up expectations, I think that's your responsibility.
Sure. You know what just popped in as we're talking on my email? That client that I was just talking about, I received your check today in the office. It will be mailed out to you today. So look at that. After 3 months.
That's how good our podcast is.
Exactly. As we're recording it, you know.
We haven't even released it yet.
In New York City, as I mentioned, I emailed them this morning. So it wasn't just random, but I emailed them this morning. But it's going to be mailed out today. So it'll be a welcome check. Yeah. So,
and I want to just end with one thing. Literally. And again, I'm not high volume. I'm not shooting five houses a day all week, but I have never, maybe once, I have not received payment and someone give me a hard time. I don't think I've really, aside from maybe one weird time, I have never received issues. And that's kind of maybe why I just let it go as it is. I write down, you owe me. And if I don't get something in a month, I'll probably send you a little teaser. But I do, on all my invoices, I put in payment is due upon receipt of this invoice. So I think that's something that we can all do. And
sure, I have that on my invoices too. And I think that's what helps people be more readily available to pay me day of. And, you know, look, on the note that you said, sometimes you have consistent clients that, you know, are always 1 or 2 weeks out. You know, if that happened to me, I would kind of look at it as, look, this client, their payment terms are a week or 2 weeks out. So if I want to take jobs mm-hmm. from this client, you know, I go into it with the understanding that's what it is. And if I'm okay with that, then you can take the job. You know, if I had a new client call me and say, and I tell them, look, payment's due day of, and they told me, look, you know, I have payroll systems, whatever the case is, I need to, you know, I send out checks once a week or every other week. Is that okay with you? You know, if it's a decent client, I'm not going to turn it down. Mm-hmm. You know, you just know that calls coming in from this client or, you know, are going to be a week or two out, and you just learn to adjust accordingly. But obviously I try to push as much as I can for day of or within the next day or so, minus some, you know, rare exceptions. So.
Well, that's great. Okay. Well, I hope that answered your question, Liz, and everybody else out there. Make your own decisions, and whatever works for you. So, what are we going to do now, Brian? We're going to just tell people to please keep sending us Ask the Guys questions, right? We need more Ask the Guys questions.
Yeah, we're running a little low, so we need some questions. So don't be shy. Come on in, get a link back to your website, and learn a little bit.
Yeah. And I want to say, please, everybody subscribe to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. And, you can give us thumbs up on our website and just ask your questions. So, I'm going to throw it in your court there, Brian. Take us out.
Exactly. Don't forget, subscribe to our newsletter. You can still leave us some reviews, because that's how we gain in popularity. And we got some good things coming out. So just make sure you're always tuned in for our episodes and our, Facebook posts, Instagram posts, and our weekly newsletter, which right now is just our podcast releases, but will be more hopefully soon in the future. So with that, Rich.
Okay. Just be sure. Go enjoy your day and get out there and shoot some spaces.
This has been Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Subscribe to the show and don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow Rich and Brian on social media and at their website, shootingspacespodcast.com.